We're three young white dudes talking about what's in the news, sports, science, film reviews, but really mostly dicks and boobs. Welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 61. You can find us on Twitter at normally_norm. You can email us at normallynormalcrew@gmail.com, or you can go to our website, www.normallynormal.com. Again, this is episode 61. I am one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovlik Jr. You can find me on Twitter at whogivesafuck. And here we have Brian.
I think it has a blue check mark next to it.
Who gives a fuck?
And he's verified.
Verified with who gives a fuck. No, find me on Twitter at Kovlik317.
We were getting so good at that.
Hey, thank you so much. And hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Josh. Hey, Josh, that's so Josh. That's Josh throwing shade.
I was legitimately complimenting you. Like, you're just like, got that intro just down now after 61 weeks.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Well, 63, because we took 2 weeks off. We'll talk about that in a moment.
True.
At least 64, because we took a week off last year.
It could be upwards of 68.
Whoa. Did I just say last year?
Oh.
First podcast of the new year. I think we're killing it already. Hi, I'm Josh. I'm on Twitter at @Patton_Josh.
@_Josh?
@Patton_Josh.
Did you say that and I just missed it?
I did. Rewind it. You'll hear it.
All right.
I got it.
Press your rewind button, everybody.
Everyone rewind it.
Me, George. If you were sure.
@Patton_Josh.
Oh my God, you were right.
Yeah.
Wait, where did that part come in?
Yeah. But then also, would that have to go through the whole thing?
Hey guys, I'm Brian Colbert Kennedy. Happy New Year.
You off Twitter now?
Yeah, you know what? I'm taking a break from social media. Don't find me.
Don't follow me.
Don't find me. Don't follow me. If you do follow me, unfollow me, unfriend me, everything. Get rid of me. I'm not part of your life anymore.
I could just delete my social media, but no, I'd rather all my followers and friends just dwindle to zero.
Right. Every day I want to see another one go down.
Yeah. Excellent.
New Year's resolution.
New Year's resolution for, I guess, everybody else, not for Brian. So I guess we will just explain for the last couple of weeks for Christmas and the holiday break. Josh went home.
Sure did.
And Brian and I tried to figure it out, but obviously it's kind of hard to get together when you know you're still working, especially when you know what we do. We're wandering, and it's the busiest.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Time. So I was super busy working.
Lots of work. Lots of holidays.
A lot of holidays this year.
Yeah.
And then for New Year's, it was just hard again. We all kind of couldn't really get together because Josh, you were in town, but it was just kind of more still difficult.
Like, where was I?
Yeah.
Wait, No, you were gone for 2 Wednesdays, weren't you?
I don't know. I was here for New Year's, though.
Well, for New Year's Day.
Yeah, for New Year's Eve.
Okay, so this would technically be the New Year's episode. So the last one as well was just kind of, because Brian and I were trying to get together, but it just, again, wasn't
I think
working
it's very we easy. There were 2 weeks when we didn't do it, and both of those weeks, Josh wasn't here. So, no Josh, no podcast.
Wow. Fantastic.
New rule.
So the last times it's just been Brian and Leo doing it, didn't really happen.
Didn't actually happen.
Those weren't real episodes.
So welcome back, Josh. Thanks for coming back so we can get the podcast going again.
You guys are like so welcome, you know?
Yeah, thank you so much.
So gracious.
So we have that to talk about. We have 2 week gap in our lives that we can go through and really just comb through the shit.
Finally, with a fine tooth comb, really get into it all.
Get into that.
What have the three of us been doing?
Shit.
Dig through this shit. Leo seems like you have some stuff to talk about.
I see a lot of shit.
No, I actually had a really good break. I did not get to go home. That was the original plan that I've had probably since the middle of the year. I was like, you know what? I'm going to make it home for Christmas. And while I was just planning on that, and then the year was progressing, everything was great. I had all the money saved up that I needed for a very happy break. And just gone. My car got fucked up, and I am still fucking dealing with that. So it's kind of ruined going home process.
It really fucking sucks.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And so depleted my savings and checking and all that good stuff because car stuff really sucks when you also don't have great credit. And so I was here for the holidays and decided just to work as much as I could, and I did just that.
Did you make all the monies?
I did make some good money, but some of that was
immediately towards car.
Yeah, so
you got to make money to spend money.
Yeah, because even when I was just about ready to get it, like looked at again, the check engine light came back on, and I remember just lost it in the garage. I just fucking lost it.
You lost your car?
I saw it snap.
No, no. I was in.
Where did I understand?
Inside the car.
See, it is a huge garage.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, oh, God.
Where'd my car?
So somehow I saw my check engine light, but lost my car. Right. I got you. I feel
you. Do you have a short term, what's your like short term plan for the car? Are you trying to get rid of it?
Fix the fender now. So that's going to be like $1,500.
Why the check engine light come back on?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know. And I don't really want to be completely honest, but, yeah, just get the fender fix and then just try to get rid of it. Cause it's just, it's right now it's at that point where now it just seems like it's just going to be way more than I could get for it. Cause it's all paid, it's all paid off. So I would get everything, but it's like, how much do I want to pour into it just to have it keep causing trouble? So.
Right. I like the thought that maybe both of you guys in the near future will get rid of your cars. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Abraham did that, and he's been fine. He's been taking the train.
He doesn't have a car right now?
No.
Oh, wow.
For a little bit, he hasn't either. He got rid of it because he didn't want to renew his lease either.
Yeah.
And now he just chills. I mean, he works from home, so that's a little bit easier, but
yeah,
still.
And him taking the train, if he needs to go downtown now with the Santa Monica stop, right. Absolutely, that's possible.
Right. And he's all, like, every time there's a thing happening here on this side of town, he's there. Like, he takes the train, and it seems like it's no big deal.
That's cool. Yeah, that's my goal. My lease is up in June, and now the Uber and everything is super convenient. I'm just not going to get a car for the foreseeable future and just see how long I can pull that off.
Yeah, and having a bike in this town is awesome, too. I mean, sometimes you have to ride far because it's a very spread out city, but it's obviously nice weather all the time.
All the time.
I did that for a long time. Just took my bike around. It was awesome.
So that was the bad case that made me stay here. But on actual Christmas...
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about
that. I just got really, I don't know, just like wasn't home, super bummed, talked to my mom, and then that just put me in a mood. So it was just like, cool. So like all day, I did really nothing until like 8 o'clock. So I just kind of hung here, didn't make myself like dinner or anything. I just kind of like hung here and was like talking to you about possibly going to Aaron's thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I was also waiting on two other people that I had to drive to the event that I went to at Shane's house, and they were going to meet here. And I was like, cool. And I was trying to communicate with, so I was communicating with like four people and already right there. That sounds complicated.
How was the party?
It was good. It was really good. It was Shane and Taylor's place. Taylor bought gifts for everyone who came.
Nice. What'd you get?
Tiny hands.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I got tiny hands.
That's a great photo. Yeah.
I got tiny hands. Aaron got a sweater.
Love sweaters.
Yeah. So that was.
Was it a tiny sweater?
It was a normal sweater. It was actually very nice. Very nice
sweater. Did anyone get tiny gloves?
No one got tiny gloves, but that would make our gifts fit pretty well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a couple's gift.
So what did you guys do? You exchanged gifts? You had some drinks? Some gifts, food maybe?
Drinks. I was kind of the DD, so I just had like two beers, and I was like, done.
Oh, that's right. I'm saying that.
Yeah, everybody.
Two beers, like eight shots.
Shane took off his door. Like
don't need a door.
Like a closet door.
Screw doors.
Not the front door, but like a closet door. Yeah. They put it flat and we all played beer pong. Christmas beer pong.
Oh, nice. Got it.
It's weird because then he took their normal full-size table and screwed it on where the door was.
Yeah.
With no doorknob.
And then he's always switching around stuff.
People were trapped inside the room, couldn't get out. Yeah.
So I was bummed, Bri, that I didn't get to see you, but it was also...
As soon as I heard that you were going to be sober, I was like, nope.
No, yeah, no. But
I was actually late to my party and then knew it was going to be, it just wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
How was your party?
Very fun.
What happened?
I went to Aaron, who, do you know Aaron?
Maybe.
Who Leo and I work with him. Leo used to work with him. He's from Chicago too.
Lovely man.
Bet if I saw him, like, yeah. But
he's very tall.
Very tall.
He's very tall.
Glasses?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. It was at him and his wife's house. And we had a bunch of Mexican food from this great place and
Mexico.
Yeah, have you ever heard of it?
It's where great food place
comes from. Yeah, yeah. And they had it was a good crew over. It was like some of Aaron's family was in town, like cousins and stuff, and then just some other friends who also didn't go home.
Yeah.
And so it ended up being like 12 people or something. It was a pretty good, and we just ate and played games.
That's
and
awesome.
Drank and listened to music and just generally chilled.
Cool.
It was nice. It was just good to be around people after a day of like, I wish I was doing my normal Christmas thing, which is like being with my mom and like, so it was cool.
Yeah.
So any plans to go see your mom soon?
Yeah, I'm leaving in like 2 weeks to Mexico.
Oh, nice. Dang.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Heard they have great food.
Oh my God, they have such good food. We just had some of it on Christmas. It was there crazy. You go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be cool. She already scheduled like a little introduction to scuba diving class for us.
Oh, well, R.I.P. Brian.
Yeah,
well,
rest in peace, Brian, for sure.
Anyone who scuba dives, eaten by sharks, well-known fact.
100%.
Yep. Yeah. Most scuba divers actually have a really great time and have like just a beautiful experience, and they get to see the fish close up, but you're right, yeah.
But I'm probably just going to die, I think, yeah. Yeah, but yeah. Hey, it's about time.
Sharks smell fear.
They do. All you have to do is not show the fear, and
impossible.
You're fine.
Impossible.
I mean, I'm going to have a lot of work to do, yeah.
Yeah.
No, come on.
I really do think that, like, if, like, the shark would probably, you know, most sharks will leave you alone. There's, like, a couple predatory sharks. But, like, if Josh saw one, he would just sink to the bottom of the ocean and die.
Yeah. Just like, absolutely freeze.
It's not the shark that would kill him. It's literally him, like, just, like, you flap your arms, use your thing, you would just swing to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, I had a mental breakdown, I'd freeze. That did happen once when I was a kid. I was standing at the edge of a dock on a lake, and someone just shoved me off as a joke. And I was probably, like, 12, and my body froze. And I literally did start sinking toward it was a while. I was just going down, down, down. And then finally my, you know, brain was like, okay, you have to move or you're just going to drown now. But I was so paralyzed by fear. I literally just didn't move. And I was just going deeper and deeper and deeper. And then finally snapped out of it and freaked the hell out and got out of the water. But yeah, there was a good chunk of time there where I was like,
is that why you hate water? From that moment?
Oh, no, I've hated it
before that.
That's why I froze in fear. I was already terrified of it.
Man, water's the worst, right?
Open water.
Yeah, any natural body water. Pools, I'm fine.
Yeah, he also...
If you put a shark in a pool, oh boy, you're a buster.
I remember one real buster. You're a real buster. I've always had that like fear, weirdly, as pools? A kid, like before you jump like off a diving board.
Like, and then, especially like, when you're about to hit the water, you see the fin come up.
And you're like, ah! Yeah, like, but also like how like would this get in here?
How do you fucking get in the pool?
Yeah.
It would have to be a saltwater pool, which there are.
Yep.
Saltwater pools are better because then there's less chlorine.
Orange Hunt in Springfield, Virginia was definitely not a saltwater pool.
Orange Hunt.
Orange Hunt, yep. And later on in my life, I snuck in there and we were jumping off the diving boards, thinking we'd be quiet at like 1 in the morning.
You fucking rascal.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm a tiny little rascal. And obviously, we thought we were being quiet. Neighbors didn't think so because when you hear the diving board going off at like 1:30, 2 o'clock, and the cops came and they sat all of us down and they were about ready to arrest us because we were like, you know, 17-ish, like still in high school. And I was just like, well, you know, just call Carrie Petrovich to see if see what he thinks about it. And that was my stepsister's husband, so he came and he was, because he was a Fairfax County cop, and he goes, you're gonna call me out by name? I was like, yeah, what's going on, Carrie? And I talked to him for a while, and then they're like, get out of here, guys. And I was like, bye.
Yeah, of course, like that's how a 17 year old would be that dumb to be like, hey, I know a guy, why don't you call him up right now?
But then like when it works, you're like, oh, cool.
Well, yeah.
that's awesome.
But, jinx.
But yeah, that was our Christmas. Josh, you had a way more eventful one.
Josh, how was your Christmas with your family at home?
It was super relaxing. Lots of food and lots of doing nothing.
That sounds
nice.
Which
is what I wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, hadn't been home on Christmas Day in about 9 years.
What?
So, yeah, just chilled. Didn't do like a whole lot of like activities and events. We had like a family get together that cousins hadn't seen in years and years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
did you regale them with stories of Los Angeles?
Yeah, they're all like, how's it going? I was like,
yeah, right.
story.
Yeah, it was kind of a bummer because like nothing like super eventful had happened like recently. So like it had nothing like, hey, been coming up. I'm like, New Year's, I guess.
Yeah.
But
love that question.
Yeah. But yeah, it was good to see them. And just ate my brains out and just relaxed. Yeah, it was good.
Pretty important question.
Mm-hmm.
Did Santa come to your house?
Kind of.
Okay.
Nice.
Cool. Like, I just, like, rolled by and threw some stuff? He didn't stop, exactly?
It was like a drive-by.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did a sleigh-by?
Sleigh-by. I was going to say drive-by slaying, but I like sleigh-by.
Ooh, drive-by slaying.
Yeah.
That's good. Very close to drive-by shooting, though, which is, you know, touches close to home.
In that movie, you also just said sleigh-by, so it's the same concept.
That's true.
Sleigh-by shooting.
Imagine if Santa was just rolling around with a Uzi just at every house.
Shooting out presents?
Just killing children.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember one Christmas.
That's Krampus.
That's Krampus.
When I was 12, a kid pushed me off a dock, and my dock was right in my house. And then it was also Christmas, so like Santa was coming. I was like, oh my God, he's going to shoot me with his Uzi. So I just froze.
Dang.
Yeah, you got a dock in your house.
Yeah, you got a dock in your house. It's nuts, dude. Yep. I've been to your house. I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No.
Oh.
I may miss the dock.
I can't miss that fucking dock, dude.
Yeah,
I was
weird.
Too busy sleeping on the ground in the basement.
You're right. We were sleeping just the minute we got home for hours.
Ooh, that sounds cute.
Ryan has been to my house in Virginia.
That's true. I've been to your home in Virginia. I have not been to your home yet.
Mm-hmm. Leo's been to my home.
I've been to your home.
You have? Mm-hmm. Have you been to his home?
He's been in my home in Georgia.
Have you been to his home?
Josh has never been in my home.
No,
neither of you been to the house that I grew up in?
Nope.
No.
That'd be weird.
Has everyone lost track of who's been to whose house? Because I have. Because I have, absolutely.
Houses are great.
I want to
get one.
I want to go to your house when I go home for my birthday in March. And by home, I mean Chicago.
I will take you, if you'd like, to 41 West Naperville Road in Westmont, Illinois, and show you the exterior of my home.
Why can't you show me the interior?
I don't know. Somebody lives there. I mean, we could knock on the door and say, yo, could we come in?
Yeah.
Like I've done every time.
We have to knock?
You know the key?
I guess we don't have to.
Key still on the mat?
Yeah. I'll look under them. I'll look in the mailbox. It was a great home, I got to say.
Yeah.
It was the best. Big backyard, big giant tree in the backyard.
Oh.
No, there was sort of a bathroom.
Sort of a bathroom.
It was really great. I love that house. I always had the idea that when I grew up and had enough money to afford a home, I would replicate it, have it built somewhere wherever I was living.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ooh.
It's a lot of good memories in there.
Again, half a room, no bathroom.
Yeah, well, sort of a bathroom.
Okay, okay, sort of.
Yeah,
I'll show you guys. You can pee wherever.
You just kind of pee whatever. It was very free there.
Yeah.
There were no rules.
Nice.
Except for do your homework,
vacuum,
do the dishes, don't disobey your mother.
Oof. Oh my God. Oh my
gosh.
That place was great, actually.
You ever get spanked as a kid?
Yeah,
me too.
Got spanked with a hand. I got spanked with a wooden spoon.
Wooden spoon was where we always did.
No, I don't think I got spanked with a belt, but it's possible.
Never did a belt. Sometimes, the house that I was growing up with, when I was a little kid, we had a lot of woods in the backyard. So one time I had to go pick a switch.
You did? Mm-hmm. That really happens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go pick a switch, pick a stick,
yeah.
And then they beat you with it.
What if you were just like,
pick a
never
pick
ass. The, yeah, no, never pick the stick. Like, oh, I just can't decide.
What if you bring in
like a blade
so
of grass
that you like went and you made like foam, like Nerf sticks, and you were like, oh, and then they're whipping it with you, and you're just like,
and for some reason they're not noticing like how light the stick is.
You hand it to them a certain way, and they grab that part, and that part is made out of wood. So they handle things made out of wood, but really you're just a genius child.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And after first hit, the foam explodes, and they're like, what? And then their entire concept on like trees is completely gone, and you've
changed
switched
forever.
It onto them,
and then you run away because you're scared that they're going to hurt you, and then you never see your family again.
Yeah. See
ya.
No, I don't.
Christmas.
Think I don't think my mom ever.
You never got hit?
Not like physically.
Oh, but, like, she hit you emotionally.
Yeah. Emotionally,
you're a piece of shit.
No, like I don't think she ever hit me. She just had a different way of discipline. Well,
yeah, what was your punishment? Grounded or?
Grounded or take away like the Nintendo or something with my sister and I. There was never like, I'm gonna come fucking hit you.
Well, no, I don't think my parents ever said, I'm going to come fucking hit you.
No, but I mean, like, that. And even now to that day, it's like that. I don't think I would hit my kid because, like, nothing's, like, I'm not going to change anything. It's not, like, pick a switch.
I don't know. I mean,
if
you instill fear, then when you do something bad, before you do something bad, you think to yourself, like, well, maybe I shouldn't do that or I'm going to get smacked in the ass real hard.
For sure.
I mean, I think that's the point.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think there's other ways to do that as well.
Sure.
Than physical abuse. And I'm not saying it's, like, abuse in that situation, but it is.
I think you emotional, are still hitting emotional abuse is just as bad.
Oh, for sure. I'm 100% on. I think it's probably worse. It probably scars you not just on your baby bottom, but your
my baby bottom.
Your baby brain.
Do you ever have to stand in a corner?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Had to do that sometimes. And then it wasn't like so bad or it was like, all right, you're going to. Spanking usually like the last.
Like a timeout?
Yeah, kind of. But like, I literally had to go stand in a corner, put like your nose in the corner stand there. So like, no. Distractions, nothing like, you know, visually to entertain you, just literally just stand there, just bored, and it's like annoying. And so like, that was usually what happened before, and if then you kept doing whatever, then it's like, well, all right, now it's spanking. Like that was like, always like the warning of the spanking, and then if it got to that point, then it was like, you know, all right, go wait in my room, and that was always the worst part, actually, just sitting there waiting, and like
I think
dreading.
I think that's what I don't, you know, it was like, go to your room and don't like, just sit on your bed or something. It was never.
Oh yeah. But I had to go to their room and wait for them to come in to spank me. And so like sitting there waiting for them to show up and then hearing the footsteps come and there was like, oh no.
I took a shower, in Josh's parents' room.
Yep.
Really?
And I walked out in just a towel. I was like, hello.
Hello. Yep.
And he was singing in the shower.
Man, nice.
I loved it.
Hell yeah, it was.
That's awesome, dude.
And then they made me go pick my Switch. Stitch.
Switch. Yeah. That's cool.
Sometimes when I get bored, if I was in the corner for like a long time, I start licking the wall.
God damn it, Josh.
Nice.
That's all I can do.
Yeah. That's cool.
Tastes like paint.
So what else, Josh? You were home for 9 days.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I just sat around, watched movies, and ate a bunch of food. I saw my high school best friend, Kevin, went to his family.
Yeah, I was curious if you saw
went
Kevin.
To his,
K-Dog?
K-Dog.
Cool, man.
went to his house on Christmas Eve and saw his whole fam and all their little kids now, and it was pretty crazy. They all got children.
Yeah, Kevin. Is that kind of, how do you feel when that happens?
When I go see those kids?
Yeah, when you have, like your peers are like married with kids.
You go.
Because that happens to me too.
Yeah. High five yourself secretly.
Yeah. I told them. Yeah.
Not even secretly. You're like, nice.
Right in front of them.
I'm still happy with what I have going on right now. Nice. I told them, I was like, you know, his kid's great. And his sister, they have one kid, and she's like, no more kids. I was like, yeah, me neither. I was like, you know.
Oh, you have one? No.
Yeah, I was like, kids. Like, nice place to visit. Wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah.
At least right now. My current situation, no kids.
When I was wandering yesterday, these three kids were all, it was like two ladies that just obviously could not control their children. And three kids. Because
they don't fucking hit them. Well, okay. Spank the crap out of them.
Three kids were just like all yelling at me at the same time. Like, not like just asking for stuff. And I just was like,
were they like 10? How old are we talking about?
I don't know. Kids, six, ages. Seven, probably even younger than one was maybe 10. I don't know. But they were just all like shouting at the same time. And I was like, I'm not going to do this. And I just walked away. And I came back, and the lady was like, oh, you don't have kids, do you? I go, no, and this is definitely helping. Yeah. Like, no, this is definitely helping me stay that way.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I
don't know. I see my friend's kids, and I'm like, man.
Oh, for sure. Fuck. Yeah, but then I remember telling that to my sister. I was like, man, I see Nathan, and I'm like, yeah, like,
right.
I want one. She's like, no, you don't.
Oh, my.
And even like a new mom or a new dad, she's like, nope, you do, nope.
I think that's the thing.
You think they're cute because you hang out with them for like 2 days. Yeah, that's what I want. 365.
Right now, I'd like to be like maybe an uncle.
Yeah.
Who, like, you know, can see it pretty regularly, but right now, like, yeah, 24/7 having a kid right now, nah.
I feel like I want it.
Right now?
I don't know.
See, I want it someday, but not right now.
You wouldn't be able to go to Mexico.
Yeah. What if you had a kid right now?
That's okay.
Oh, my God.
There's all kinds of things you'd have to give up, but then you would have this little thing that was yours.
True. I'm going to do the same thing.
I want to be a single dad.
And it's going to be called getting a dog.
I do not want to get a dog.
Really?
Fucking dogs. I was dog sitting for the past like 3 weeks. I'm so over it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I definitely want a baby.
Also, you also had a broken ass dog. Yeah, do all kinds of crazy stuff with that dog.
Dogs were, they're so cute, but man, were they a handful.
I want a dog that self-sustains. No. I want a dog that's
You want a cat.
No, yeah. I definitely don't want a cat.
A cat's just a dog that does everything by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God, they're so great. I love cats.
But dogs, like, you have to get to enjoy the outside with. Cats, like, cats make your inside smell weird.
Like the inside of your body?
Litter boxes. No, like.
Oh, cat box. Yeah, sure. I hear you. Hey, there's pros and cons to everything. You know what I mean?
For sure. I'd say there's probably more pros for a dog.
I just want a little Brian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, the exact same, just a tiny you?
No, I want a kid to grow up better than me.
Okay, good.
See, I think
I would grow up better, turn out better. My growing up was fine.
Shut I'd like to be a single dad with a daughter.
Cool. Where's mom?
Oh.
Wow.
But I mean, like, the daughter is seeing the mom, right?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
I feel like that would be weird.
This is all based on, you know, because when I went to Kevin's house, there's a bunch of little kids. When the more kids there are, then it's like, okay, that's too much.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
But a few weeks ago, in my month, I saw like just a dad and again, I'm horrible at guessing kids. They just 5 or 6 year old girl, and they were having like a lunch day. I was like, that looks fun. Like when they're like not like
mom
screaming
was probably
and
just at home
pooping, but still, like that scenario seemed like
nice.
Doable. Just like hanging out, making stupid jokes.
Yeah,
and you know. That would be fun. Like, that aspect of it, that seems cool.
Poopy diapers, nothing, all the money.
That's all done.
All that.
Yeah. Like, once they're old enough to use toilets and the words, that's pretty cool.
I feel like part of me hasn't grown up because I haven't never had to, like, take care of anything for real.
Yeah. Mm.
I just want to grow up.
I was taking care of a plant that someone gave me. And then, like, after like a week and a half, I was like, fuck, I forgot to water it. And then I'm like, that's a plant.
Yeah.
That's a plant. And
I mean, you can't like forget to feed your kid, though.
Yeah, plant's not going to cry.
I don't know. That plant goes along.
Your face. Just
I don't know. I don't know how kids work.
On to New Year's, huh?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, my computer was frozen.
So oh, cool. I
was staring at it. But
maybe you'll never hear this podcast.
Yeah, we're all good.
It's, who knows? Who cares?
Seems to be chugging along.
Oh, great. Like a little choo-choo train.
Ooh. Speaking of chugging along, 2016 chugged right the fuck out the door.
Boom. Only took 365 days.
About time.
Was it? I think it might have been 366. It was a leap year.
Was it? Oh, no. Oh, God,
apples
Brian.
Apples and oranges, Leo, okay?
I mean, if you... Apples and leap apples.
Yep.
Great.
Brian versus Leo. Leo versus Brian, leap years.
Leap years.
Yeah, New Year's was good this year. I actually decided to do something and dress up.
Dress up.
He I don't normally looked do that. Great.
What do you, that's not that. A thing you do for New Year's, is it? You mean just dress up nicely?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
No, so dress up like a bear.
Yeah. Was,
you were a big old bear?
Yeah, I was a big old bear.
New Year's bear.
Yep, I was Kuma from Tekken 7, and everyone's like, ooh, cool.
Everybody gets that reference.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you should. You should play Tekken. It's a great fighting the
bear
game.
Yeah, there's a crazy bear. Yeah.
There's a crazy bear and a fighting kangaroo named Jack.
Oh, perfect name. Yep. Kangaroo
Kuma
Jack.
And Jack.
So you dressed up in like a
just
suit?
A suit, yeah. Just got myself a suit. Walked over just after wandering one day and made a bunch of money. I was like, yeah, fuck it. Let's just buy a suit for New Year's. And then it's... Because I don't really have a suit in general, one that actually fits me. My mom shipped out my like suit that I've always had, and it's... does not fit anymore. So yeah. I was like in a way of like the somehow the sleeves are longer. Like
Leo has shrunk.
Your arms like shrunk?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Or I just look like a fucking I probably look like an asshole in that thing originally. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I would guess.
Yeah. When I look
like
at like
giant suit
photos of me in high school like wearing suits, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. That's way too big.
Like I've now realized that suit wise I am either a 42 regular or a 42 long. And this I think that suit is a 46 regular.
Oh boy.
So like I'm just like swimming in it.
That was the style back then, you know, baggy gangsta.
But nah.
It was a JNCO suit.
Yeah, right. It's just super huge. But the I just went and got it and it was awesome. It was under $100 and I was like, cool. Shout out to Burlington Coat Factory in Burbank.
Our sponsor for the day.
Yep, there you
go. Thank you, Burlington Coat Factory.
For Leo's shiny new
suit. Josh, what did you wear?
I wore some pants and a shirt and a tie and a shoe and another shoe and a pair of socks and some undies.
And a bow tie.
Oh, yeah, bow tie.
Yeah, you sort of sound like you dress like a bum.
Yeah, big old bow tie bum.
Yeah.
Bow tie bum.
Fucking bow tie bum.
But that's yeah, cool. Josh, talk about the New Year's because we...
you guys spent it together, right?
I want to hear about yours. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went to the Terragram Ballroom, not Terragon.
Terragram.
Yep, Terragram Ballroom.
Never heard of it.
Somewhere downtown.
What is it? Was there an event happening?
It was, I mean, it was like an offshoot of the Satellite, bar in Silver Lake. They were having a party because...
For New Year's.
For New Year's, because at Satellite, they were doing the same thing. I guess they always do, like,
90s
days,
night or something.
90s oh, okay. pop or
so
something.
This was like the official like New Year's party, but from the same people who do that. I think it was called Dance Yourself Clean. So it was a big dance party.
Why did you guys do that? Like, how did you?
Some friends from work. That's what they had already decided this, and so we were trying to figure out what are we doing. And they already had plans. Like, all right, guys, we'll do that.
Nice.
Yeah. And so it's called Dance Yourself Clean, which is a little ironic because everyone dancing bumped into us so much. I think I got more drinks spilled on me than I did in my mouth.
Well, alcohol is very cleansing.
Yeah, and so that's fine.
Yeah.
So just, just getting jostled around and champagne and beer spilled all over me the whole night. It was great.
That sounds great.
It was wonderful.
But it was, Josh, talk about my most exciting part of the night that I found. We'll laugh about this forever.
Forever, Brian. So this is the official, New Year's party. And this is a lot of I don't know, clubby music, just dance music, no lyrics, that kind of stuff. It was just a big guy with a microphone going, so it was that, a lot of lights and fog and stuff like that. So it was cool, I guess. That's not related to my normal scene, but it is now, New Year, New Me.
Nice.
But so they told us, all right, guys, it was 11:55, 5 years, 5 minutes till New Year's is coming up, it's coming up, we got this new track, here we go, and blah, 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 blah.
Basically, they started playing a song after he was like, hey, we got 5 minutes to New Year's, and they're like, let's just play one more song.
Here's a brand new song.
Yeah. And that song was about 6 minutes long, and there was no countdown.
Jesus.
Song's still going, and we're looking at the watch, New Year already happened.
And the song's just
still going, still going.
And when they were done singing, he's like, all right, New Year's 3 minutes ago. We're like, we know, we know.
So this is the official New Year's party.
Seems like the one thing that you need to do on New Year's is make sure there's a countdown.
There's no countdown. There was no celebration for New Year's. It was hilarious. Amazing. And so people just like throughout the room were like slowly discovering, oh, it was midnight. Oh, kiss me, kiss me. And so it was, people started cheering and people were like, oh, why are they cheering? Oh, crap, it's midnight. It's 12:01. I missed it.
Jesus, that's weird.
It was, yeah, it was very, very odd, but hilarious.
Yeah.
We were laughing about it.
And then when that was kind of winding down, we were actually going to head because I was still down to dress in a suit and party. A friend and I headed to the satellite and just checked that out.
Oh, so cool.
That's way closer to our house. And I was, it was fun. It was cool. They were kind of finishing up when we got there. But man, everybody was on a different level at that place. Like just tanked and on drugs. And I was just like, New Year's. But it was a good New Year's because it was eventful, but yet uneventful. In the best way possible, not like some of my previous New Year's where it's
multiple deaths.
Yeah, like people getting like super drunk or lost or something like that. So
yeah, no, there's no drama.
Yeah,
this year.
Oh, I love a drama-free New Year's.
Yeah, and the majority of the time, I wanted to go to Jose's thing, but it was just like when we were leaving, it was just all of a sudden like someone called an Uber and we were on the way to the satellite. But when I heard that was a lot of fun, and just the last couple New Year's, I've done nothing. So.
Nice. Yeah, they always, Jose always hosts a New Year's party. And I think we even did it when we lived together too.
Yeah.
I usually go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always great. I mean, you know, it's just like everybody's just chilling at the loft.
Chilling.
And you this year rang in the New Year, how?
At my house with Chad and our friend Courtney.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was just the three of us. And we just drank and listened to music and hung out. We rang in the New Year at the corner of like the intersection closest to my house. We just went out and we're drinking champagne on the street and stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
There is stuff to be said for all those kind of New Year's parties where it's small gathering with your friends or going out and just drinking and dressing up and having a good time.
Yeah, usually I do like the small gathering.
Yeah, for sure. I'm on board with that.
But it was fun. I don't normally go to those big crowded dance places, but I still had a good time.
Nice.
It was fun doing something that was out of my normal routine.
And it was crowded, but it wasn't crowded as like too crowded to get like a beer or whenever you wanted. Like, you're going to wait in like a little bit of a line, but it moved pretty fast because those bartenders want to make all the money in the world.
Yeah. And I feel like most people were just getting champagne, which is super easy for the bartender to do. So it wasn't like you had to wait for all these stupid like mixed drinks and like crazy cocktails where they got to, you know, take 10 minutes to make the drinks. So.
Yeah, I can't imagine that anybody at a place like that is getting like a Moscow Mule.
Especially when it's immediately going to get knocked out of your hand. Yeah. So
Where did you go again, you two, for Josh's birthday? That had the champagne pop rocks or whatever.
Oh, the place in Silver Lake or Echo Park.
Semi-tropic.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, they don't like that have place a liquor license. So they just had like all their cocktails or just like different mixers with champagne. And one of them was pop rocks.
That's awesome.
That was cool.
Pretty silly. I actually I sent you a picture when I was in Austin with my buddy Chris. We went to a place, really good cocktail bar, and one of their appetizers was pop rocks edamame.
What?
I sent you a picture of it because we had just had recently that pop rock champagne, and it was super crazy. It was like really spicy, but the pop rock while you're eating part was very cool.
Cool.
Yeah. Friggin' pop rocks, man. They're making a comeback. Am I right?
That's what's up.
2017, year of the pop rocks.
2017. Speaking of 2017, what's, I think Josh asked me this question, and I like, don't really have one. New Year's resolution.
Whoa, loaded question.
Josh asked me, he was like, I don't really have one. It's the only thing that I have for the year that I want to accomplish is just to make, well, not the only thing, but the one thing I want to do is to just create more content with friends.
Nice. Yeah. But not Wilton Way.
but definitely not Wilton
Way.
No,
that's good to hear.
Yeah.
And I think you're on the same page with that.
Yeah.
Josh.
Yeah, that's one of my bigger ones is to
that'd be really good if we did
make
that.
More video content.
Superheroes.
Be more superheroes.
Are we saying stuff we like?
I think that was one of that video idea we had a while back. Superheroes
on this podcast.
Super.
Yeah.
I like it.
But yeah, write more, shoot more, just make more my own content, you know, while still auditioning for stuff, but like not waiting around for that to be the only path that, you know, gets success. And so make more content in my downtime, be more productive in my downtime. Started working out again, eating better-ish, but I'm not going crazy where it's like too hard to like keep that going. I'm not like changing so much, so drastically, it was like, I can't keep doing this.
Yeah.
And go back to old habits. But just like gradual improvements.
Gradual improvements, create more content. I like it.
Yeah. Not anything like, you know, I want to go to the gym every single day or something like that. It's like, because, you know, people fall off from stuff like that. But if you just say, I want to work out 3 or 4 times a week and stick to that, that's way easier because that's what I'm planning to do.
So. Nice. And like, I'm not keeping like beer just at the house, just drink whenever I want. So like, I'm not going to just give up booze completely. So if I'm going out with friends or like special occasion, I'll do it. But I'm not just going to like, today kind of sucked. I'm going to go buy a 6-pack of beer and just drink it. So just drink a lot more water.
Water's the best, man.
Stuff like that. I want to do more things in terms of like, I guess like supporting friends. Like, you know, I feel like every day I have like 3 different Facebook events for comedy shows or stuff around. I want to like go see more of these, actually go participate more and, you know, support stuff that other people are doing, so that'll help get me motivated to do more of my own stuff.
And it is. Every time I go see a show or somebody do something funny and I'm like, and they're good at it, I'm like, fuck, I should be doing this. This is amazing. Yeah, support's good.
Yeah, so I want to write more and shoot stuff and
nice.
Be more productive. So that's my 2017. So yeah, it's not like a specific thing, not like a plan. Like, all right, I got to write a new sketch every single day. I tried doing that at the beginning of the year last year. I was like, I have to write something every day, some kind of script, some kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I did it for like several weeks. But that, yeah, like when you make yourself such a hard goal like that, like, and then once you stop that cycle, then you feel like super depressed that you failed. Like, damn it, I missed a day. Oh, I got to write 2 things today. And then that just builds up. But yeah, just more like a general, like, be more productive when I have downtime, do things that are creatively fulfilling or things that I should be doing as opposed to just like being a bum or, you know, because I feel like
fucking
that's
bow tie bum Josh over here.
That's me.
That's the thing too, is like when you, like you said, when you make yourself like a hard, like New Year's resolution, the minute, like, say like 2.5 weeks in or something, you miss a day of working out, you're like, oh, work harder next time. And then like that next day you miss that, you're like, oh,
I can't really work much harder.
Next week I'll hit it. And then, you know, stuff comes up that week. It's just like, you can't, if you, like you said, then you feel like a failure and then you just stop doing it completely.
Yeah. But if you have those sort of like a gradual thing, like just like bit by bit, like today I'm going to do this, you know, I think that's a good thing too, is like have like kind of like daily things. Like, what am I going to do like tomorrow? Tomorrow my goal is this. And then, yeah, you know, like that.
But yeah, I think it is important to have, everybody works different, but I think it is important to be specific about what you want, but just make it reasonable. Because for me anyway, like if I just, if I'm real general about it and like this, like I'm going to be more productive. It's like not enough of a, like I need to see something that I need to reach, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you can't say like, I'm going to write a new script every day or whatever, because that's like obviously insane.
Yeah.
So I try to make specific, I'm going to try to make it specific, but doable.
So that's my plan. I don't have like a, I got to gain 30 pounds of muscle, blah, 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 blah. Like just, little smaller steps that are good.
That's great. I made a whole thing yesterday at work because I was mellow. And then I went home and like typed it up like a graph, you know, like with all the days in January and like all these different things, like creating something or like career stuff and work and working out and diet and drinking and like all these, you know, things. And so I'm going to try, I'll see just like every day to see like, did you do some sort of workout today? Did you, did you read, you know, anything today? Did you, you know, blah, 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 all these things. So hopefully like by the month is over, I don't expect it to be like every day I did everything, but like, was it a pretty good month that I do like, you know, did I read at least, you know?
Were you more productive than you were not?
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that's what I try to do. Basically, just kind of, as much as I can, eliminate laziness. Like, if there's something that I know I could or should do that would be better than, like, just being lazy, like, to do that thing and not be, like, not procrastinating, not putting it off.
Yeah.
And just, like, I'm going to go do this now. Like, I got to, whatever. Even if it's something small, like, I got to pay this bill online. Like, instead of, like, I'll do it after I eat lunch. Like, just go ahead and just do it. If you know there's something that needs to be done, just go ahead and do
just
that.
Just do it. Can you guys just do it?
Has anyone, like,
just done it?
Brought to you by Nike.
Copyright that. Damn it.
Gotcha.
Cool beans. Aaron Hagel had a, he said on New Year's, him and his wife just spent it together, and they were trying to come up with like a slogan for 2017.
Ooh.
Yeah, for like, for their year, and they came up with Rev It Up.
Rev It Up.
Yeah, so this year they're going to fucking rev it up, which I kind of like. It's like, go get it. Go do it. Go make it. Go whatever.
Go get it. Go make it happen, and you know, rev it up. Get the
just
country.
Just fucking rev it up, man.
Get the country all revved up on January 20th.
Yeah, oh, no.
That's when everyone's resolution stops. Everyone starts drinking again.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's just going to be real, real shitty that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to be in D.C., and I got this great perch.
oh, nice. That's cool. What are you going to do there?
Over the Capitol. I don't know.
Yeah, just hang out?
Yeah, I'm just going to hang out.
You got some binoculars, maybe?
Yeah.
Or some sort of device that lets you see something that's far away really close up.
Yeah, yeah.
So that if you wanted to...
Yeah, and I've got some pentazamine to make sure that my breath will be very still.
Cool, yeah.
And I will not, you know, not move. Right. And I just, you know, just... I've been kind of studying wind patterns and stuff like that.
Oh, that's
lately.
Cool. Yeah, so. Wind patterns in that part of the country in late January.
Yep.
Like tracking things, like movement.
Right.
Of like anything, like, you know, like leaves or like just like a person walking.
Yeah.
Being waving. Able
to follow them. You
know. Yeah. So I've been kind of studying up on that.
That's cool.
Yeah. So my New Year's resolution also is to commit murder.
Right.
Oh, wow.
That's what great, I'm saying. Man.
Whoa. Curveball. Where'd this come from?
2017 slogan is murder.
Let's
murder.
Let's talk about something. Before it becomes a felony.
Okay. Murder is already a felony.
Okay, well, before it becomes, like, even talking about it, you can go to jail.
Oh.
If on the 20th, I'm never okay to condone murder. But
never?
Never.
Come on.
All right.
Just a little murd.
All right. So well that's up in the air. But I'm pretty hard no murder. I mean there's a general rule.
You know, I'm pretty anti murder.
We have a justice system for a reason. Maybe it's very, very flawed, but we have one to
Shit's
avoid murder.
Foot.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, somebody assassinates Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
Like on the inauguration and he does not become the next president.
Yeah.
We get President Pence.
Oh, and Pence too. Let's go.
Get them both.
Yeah, let's. Oh, wow. Let's just go for it.
One bullet.
Somehow. Yeah. Nice. It's the movie Wanted. All of a sudden.
Yeah.
No, it's an arrow. Green Arrow shows up.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Donald Trade Trump. You have failed this country. And then kills him.
Nice. What do you?
You too, Pence.
What do you think? Like, what happens? Like, do you have like people celebrating this person or?
I feel like that's still in bad taste.
Yeah, for sure.
If he died. Like, yeah, he should not be president, and he's a very flawed human being, but I don't wish death upon him.
Yeah.
If he were to...
But what if it's the only alternative to him being president?
It still wouldn't kill
still
him.
No?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
But if he did, like, I would not lie and say that, like, I'm relieved he's not president. I wish, you know, didn't mean he was dead. I wouldn't go celebrate in the streets, like, yay, Donald Trump's dead. I feel like we would be in better hands with a different leader, but I'm not going to dance a jig on his grave. You know, I'm not looking forward to the next 4 years of him tweeting and causing wars via Twitter by insulting other countries that we're not on good terms with. But, you know, I would not want him to be dead. Maybe, you know, fell into a coma for like 4 years and then woke up and said, oh, man, you missed it. You weren't president.
All right. So is it the murder? Is it the actual like the shooting of him? Because what if instead I hire the fucking best DC prostitute? To give him just the greatest sex of his life that his old man
That's fine.
Just dies.
Oh, he still dies.
Yeah, he still dies. But it's like, it's instead of death by bullet, it's death by, I can't think of anything funny.
If he had a gnat, death by boner.
That would have worked.
If he just coincidentally had a natural death, I'm like, that was meant to be. But if someone killed him, I'm like, man, you shouldn't have taken that in your own hands to do that.
Yeah. But let's just say that it happened. Is like, okay, not for you. I'm not saying you personally. Do people celebrate the fact that?
Some people will. Some people will, for sure.
Do you think it's in a majority, or is it just the people? Like what happened?
I think the
I'm just more now curious about what would happen if this.
All the voters who voted for him will be outraged, and will blame.
There's a lot of people that are regretting their votes.
Yeah, which is weird too. People like to share links where it's like, oh man, Trump supporters already like you know regretting this. But the reason they're regretting it is the fact that he's like gone back on like some of the crazy things that he said he was gonna do. Like, is like, oh, you know, I'm not really gonna build this wall. So it's the people who are regretting it aren't regretting it because like he's being bad. They're regretting it because he's not doing the bad things he said he was gonna do. So those people are still bad. They're like,
and you still have the people that the other side of that are regretting it because he said he would make a great cabinet, and instead he's going the opposite direction with that. So you have like definitely I can see both sides to that.
Yeah. But usually the people who are like, you know, who are like all the posts that I've seen, people who are like regretting, like, man, how come you haven't kicked out all the Muslims yet? Yeah. So those are the people who are still bad. Like, they're regretting it because he's not being like the, you know, Nazi guy they wanted. Yeah. So I feel like the initial response would be the, you know, the alt-right, racist Nazi people being super outraged and wanting to, you know, kill all the Democrats because they assume we did it. And then I would imagine a lot of, you know, Twitter jokes. But I don't know if people would be out and out just like celebrating like the fact that he is dead. I feel like that might, you know, put a more serious tone on like, okay, well, this is a human who's now dead. But yeah, who knows?
Pretty shitty human.
Yes.
There reminds me of, you know, when Scalia died, there were like a lot of people that were just like, seemed to be pretty happy about it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it would be a different thing if he was to die pre-inauguration than like if he was to be president for 4 years and do like an insanely shitty job and cause a whole bunch of horrible things and then die. They'd probably be a little more celebrating.
Yeah.
But like before he actually gets into office, just based on how bad of a person he is right now and like that and people's expectations and then him to die, I feel like people would be like, well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Bye for life.
That's a definite Bugs goodnight moment is what you're trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm with you. Brian, so your New Year's resolution, just kind of very similar. The same boat. You kind of mentioned it.
Kill any
My persons. Slogan is, if it doesn't suck, don't do it.
Ooh.
This year.
If it doesn't suck, don't do it.
Yeah. A couple months ago, Billy Cassano, who we all know, shared something on Instagram or whatever. It was somebody who said some quote, and part of the quote was, if it doesn't suck, don't do it. And I was like, oh, that's sort of awesome. So I've been trying to do it already, and I'm just going to
So if it sucks, do it.
Yeah, because I want to...
it's probably hard, or is that kind of a concept?
Like, of, you know, when I think of if it doesn't suck, don't do it, it's like, well, what if I, you know, had a beer 3 times a week instead of 7? That's going to suck. So maybe I should try and do that, because it's probably better for me. Working out, you know, every day, not... like, basketball I love. I'll play basketball all day for... ever and not care, but if I'm going to the gym and doing push-ups and I just don't like working out, so it's like, yeah, but guess what, that's going to be good for me. Yeah. Eating healthy is going to be good for me. Postmatesing around and like making shit money when it's cold as hell outside because it's cold on the motorcycle sucks, but I need to make some extra money. Like, in general, if it sucks and it's hard, it's probably going to be doing me better in the long run. So I'm going to try and do that.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll see.
It doesn't suck. Nice. All right.
Doesn't suck, don't do it. Nice. I mean, some, you know, obviously.
You got rev it up. It doesn't suck, don't do it.
Murder.
Yeah, murder. Murder. Murder 2017.
Right. Yeah, so we'll see.
My real one would probably be, if it ain't Pepper Jack, don't eat that shit.
Don't eat that shit.
Yeah, so I'm going to be 9,000 pounds.
I can't wait. We're in January now, so we're only a couple months away from your B-Day. Mm-hmm. So we can obviously clearly all say, birthday's coming up. And I'm going to have a... there's a note on my phone that I made a couple months ago, and I'm going to get a little ding, a little reminder the day before your birthday.
Big old block of Pepper Jack cheese.
Big old block of Pepper Jack.
I hope you get so many blocks of Pepper Jack cheese
coming your way. Can you imagine if this was a popular podcast?
I
got to
eat for that. I got to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to eat.
If this was a really popular podcast and we talked about something like this, like, this would be the thing where like all of our listeners would like, you know, send a block of cheese to our address.
But instead, all of our listener will do it.
let's start.
Speaking of our one listener, the results are in.
Oh my God. I don't know if you guys remember, but we had a contest.
Yeah, the last episode, Leo on the spot made us each give a 30-second motivational speech, and we asked all of you.
And Brian put fantastic music behind it.
Yeah,
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Yeah, that's true.
All of you were supposed to write in on Twitter, email, or some form, and tell us who whose speech was the most motivational to you, and
we do have a winner.
We have
with 100%
of the vote.
This is a unanimous vote.
100%
Wait,
of the vote.
You're talking about all the votes we got went to one
of all the votes we got. Yeah. All the vote went to one man.
We got one single vote.
The Probably Sounds Awful podcast would like to congratulate on his victory,
Leo Kovar.
Oh man,
steal it.
It was Josh. It was Josh.
I won the vote.
Congratulations, Josh. You had a very motivational speak.
Yeah, Mountains can be great.
Mountains can be great.
I wish we got more votes because that's not
too bad.
I was very happy with yours. So great job.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I was trying to find
2017 tweet. Mountains can be great.
Mountains can be great.
Oh yeah, yeah. This is from our buddy Emmanuel Rodriguez, who's been a fan of ours since Wilton Way. My vote for motivational speech is Pat and Josh. Hashtag mountains can be great.
All right, Josh, we get it. You won.
Yeah, just want to find the actual vote.
Jesus Christ. Thank you very much, Manny, for voting. You are one guy.
Son of a bitch. You are one son of a bitch.
We also have another tweet, a request for a save for the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
From our buddy Matthew Camore. Camore.
Camore.
From Bowl Lunch. He asked us to review the OA on Netflix. That is, if you haven't seen it already. And if you're still doing reviews, we are always still doing reviews.
We will never not do reviews.
We'll definitely be doing reviews.
None of us have seen the OA.
Brian has seen
it. Well, I saw some of it.
You did see some.
I did see some of it. And turns out it's just like the OC.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yep.
Just like it.
Well, except it's set in a different
place.
The OC's in Orange County.
How many cameos do you have?
So far, none, but believe you me, I will be there.
With a gas can.
Yeah, this one's set in Arkansas.
Oh.
Which is what the A stands for.
Okay.
Yeah, the O is for...
Is it Orange Arkansas?
No, it's a little city called
Orange
Ola.
Hunt?
Oh, Ola, Arkansas? Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Ola, Arkansas.
It sounds riveting.
Population 1,200.
Nice.
The whole city is only two square miles. Damn. So it's more. It's like a small southern town version of the OC.
1,200? That's
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's still, there's still drama. There's still teenagers with angst, fighting with their parents.
I would say more drama with a town that small.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows all your business.
Oh, yeah. My God. Everybody's in everybody's business. It's so hard to keep anything private.
Yeah.
There's only one pizza place. It's called Pizza Pro.
Whoa. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Remember when Deborah broke up with Steve at Pizza Pro?
Oh, my God. I know.
Yeah. So that was that.
It's huge.
That was episode
the whole
one.
Town knew.
Yeah. Half the town was there.
Right.
It's the only pizza place.
It was a big event. 600 people were there.
Yeah, it's the one pizza place, but it's also huge.
Yeah.
Giant. So yeah, so I'm pretty excited to keep watching Ola, Arkansas. See what happens next.
Cool.
Yeah. I miss Ian's Pizza in Chicago.
Me too.
Yeah, that place was good. What's it called now? Dino's?
Dino's.
I think it's called Dino's.
Dragon Doofuses?
Dom's? Might be Dom's.
It's not Dom's. It's not Dino's?
Dream,
am I wrong?
Dream Pie?
Yeah, I think it's Dream Pie.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, Dream Pie on Clark.
Yeah. Leo and Brian are both rolling their eyes in a way that I know that they want me.
You got that right.
Yeah.
Is this the first Bones Across the Table for 2017?
Bones Across the Table 2017.
Fantastic. Well, speaking of Bones Across the Table, my brother, avid listener, said Bones Across the Table when I was home in Georgia.
Yeah.
And then when I gave him the gesture of Bones Across the Table, which... For most of our listeners, I guess, don't actually know what that looks like.
So yep. Your disgusting hand.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and write it and tell us what you think. But no, you're right.
It's just a limp.
Yeah, so yeah, your fist.
Take a fist. And then just give up.
And just drop. Just a limp wrist. And you just kind of push it towards them.
Yeah.
That's Bones Across the Table. And so he said that to me. We were playing a dominoes game called Chicken Foot. And then if you don't have a domino that you can play, you have to draw one from the bone pile. And so I asked for a bone that was across the table, and he slid it to me. He goes, "Bones across the table." And then I immediately did the gesture, and he looked at me like, "What?
What are you doing?"
I was like, "Oh yeah, you've never seen this. This is Bones Across the Table."
I love references to PSA. That's great. That never happens.
Yep,
it really doesn't ever.
You have to hang out with maybe three people.
Four,
I guess.
Manny, Matthew, Josh's brother. Is there a fourth?
I mean, LD, I would say the wandering staff.
I don't think LD
listens
anymore.
So we're getting some new workers. They might have stopped listening by now.
Co-wanders.
Yeah. It's fine. You know what?
Everything's fine.
Ola, Arkansas. What a shit show.
It's going to be awesome, dude. It's going to be awesome.
You're right. It's going to be awesome. I've already talked about the first episode.
Who was it? Deborah and John? Who
broke
Steve. Up?
Steve.
Right.
Yeah,
Steve.
God, how do you not
remember? Sorry.
It was a big moment in mine and in their lives.
Are you Team Deborah or Team Steve?
I don't know.
I'm Team Pizza Place.
Yeah.
I like the guys who run the pizza place.
They are fucking sluts, dude. They get around that town. Yeah. And they have so many chances because if they have 600, seats available, they've got a lot of customers. Yeah.
And unless they're throwing an event where 600 people come, the place looks like it sucks because it's a giant space. And
you have to walk across an entire dining room. Like, you walk in and you just hear, I'm coming. What can I get for you?
They actually have to charge a delivery charge for every table because it's so far apart.
Right. Yeah. You go all the way up there. You order, all right, here's your number. Just put it on the table and then you walk all the way up. Like, come on, man. Where you going?
I can't believe this place is in business. Yeah. It makes no sense.
Oh, man. You're running late to work. You're walking the door. You still have to call. Hey, man, it's probably still 5 minutes late. Where are you? And I just walked in. Oh, man, hurry up.
Fucking A, bros.
I've had some really weird dreams in 2017 so far.
You have?
Yeah.
Today's the, what, fourth?
Yeah.
Wow. Like, so there's
I would
only been
say,
a few nights.
Yeah, probably the night of the second. And then last night, last night, not so much that I remember, but enough that I just kind of woke up in a weird mood.
Yeah.
And then on the second, I legit had some of the creepiest fucking dreams I've ever had. I was watching just Johnny Depp be the Joker, and he was just like I was watching him in like a straight jacket, just like doing some fucking like monologue.
Mm.
And then the second one was an amalgamation of Heath Ledger and Jared Leto's Joker with Harley Quinn. And they were just going on like a Natural Born Killers like murdering spree.
But
like,
great.
But a lot of the people they were killing were like friends of mine.
Oh no!
Oh no!
And then, or people that I knew. And sometimes I would watch it happen, and other times I would be the person getting killed. And like,
nice.
Like if like there was one time like he stabbed the person in the neck, and I like legit felt myself like fainting and dying. I was like, this all sucks. What is happening in my life?
Sounds like you're watching a lot of Superman.
Yep, but no, I'm not really watching or doing anything. I'm just like working and then just chilling. So I'm just curious where the fuck this is coming from.
What our brains think? Are wild, man.
Yeah,
there's no rhyme or reason.
And once I woke up like in the middle of the night, like 4 a.m., I was like, man, that's fucked up. And then I kind of like hung out for like 5-10 minutes, so I didn't go right back into that.
He came crawling into bed with me.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are so cute.
And the minute I fell asleep, I went right back. I went right back in the same fucking dream. That happens to me all the fucking time, like falling right back into the exact same dream.
Yeah,
like where I left off.
It's probably because you never got spanked as a kid.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Just the more mental anguish happening in my mind.
Probably still just have some residual teen angst.
Oh my god, you should be on the show, the OA.
The OA.
Yeah. I like that word, angst. It's a fun word.
It's a great word.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like if there was a guy who was in the mafia, but he was like always like had a chip on his shoulder, you could call him an angsta.
Yep.
Instead of a gangsta. That'd be cool.
Do you guys think I could eat nothing but pepper jack cheese for an entire year?
No.
And obviously not. And be fine.
I was gonna say yes, and then your follow up was and be fine.
Your body would do so many bad things to you.
But like make pepper jack cheese oatmeal. Like kind of dice it up to make it look like oatmeal, pour some milk in it.
Oh, so you're having milk now too?
Pepper jack cheese milk. Okay, no milk. All right, fine. Just pepper jack
cheese. Pepper jack cheese milk. All right. I mean, actually, milk and pepper jack cheese aren't that different.
So I'll melt the pepper jack cheese and pour it over my pepper jack cheese oatmeal. So that'll be breakfast. And then for lunch.
You know what? Can you try it? Can you just try it for us, please? Please just start
for
today.
A week. We'll film it. We want to create content, right?
You can make pepper jack cheese coffee.
9,000 years old, yep. I would definitely need a... venti iced pepper jack cheese.
Yeah.
For sure.
Can I please have a venti iced pepper jack cheese, please?
What is that? Oh, it's 5 blocks of pepper jack cheese with.
Sir, we don't have that. You don't have pepper jack cheese lattes? Can you just make it for me, please?
Come on, you dummy.
You fucking dummy.
For lunch, I'd have 2 slices of pepper jack, like nice thick slices, because that's going to be my bread. And then.
Oh, right. So thicker ones for the bread.
Yeah. And then I'll pour just a little bit of my melted pepper jack cheese for a sauce.
Yeah.
And instead of lettuce, obviously pepper jack cheese, kind of like crinkled up a little bit to make it look like lettuce.
How many hours do you think it would take before that got undoable, unbearable?
Yeah. Insanely constipated.
Since I had some milk yesterday and I already didn't feel good, I think I'm slowly becoming lactose intolerant.
I'm gonna find you is some vegan pepper jack cheese. I'm sure they make it.
I'm sure it tastes great.
I mean, I'm sure it tastes fine.
If it tastes like Gruyere, then I don't know.
No, that's
isn't
not
that, a, isn't that vegan cheese?
Yeah, that's one, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. I have an almond cheese that I have for like in my omelet sometimes. I bet if there was a block of that and it had some peppers infused, it'd be delicious.
Hmm.
I'm gonna work on it for you. Don't worry about it.
But find me that before that little alarm goes off.
Yeah.
And maybe don't get me a whole block of it. I gotta taste it first.
Get like a sample, like a Costco. A little cube on a toothpick.
I'll go to Costco and get you a cube on a toothpick.
He's going to have to get a Costco membership just for that one thing.
I have a Costco membership, Josh.
It's
true. I never.
I was going to say, what can you get in bulk?
On my motorcycle?
Yeah. And then take home.
Well, I got the membership when
make
I had
a lot
a car,
of trips.
Okay.
Make a lot of trips.
Yeah, I should get rid of it.
I don't think so. It's fun to walk in there and knowing you're a member. And then they're like, ID, and you're like, no. And you just walk right past them. You're like, no, you don't have to show you this.
Yeah, I have it and I don't have to show it to you.
Yep.
Once you get a new job, you loser.
Hey, why don't you get a new job, Grandpa?
By the way, I would do that job. I would do any job.
Yeah?
No. No.
Yeah, no.
No.
You could work at Costco and just show up and start doing stuff. And like then be like, hey, like, I didn't get my paycheck this week.
Hey, what about me, boss?
And they're like, actually, I haven't gotten it for the last 2 weeks. And you're like, because there's so many people that work there. They don't know. You'll be like, oh, You're like, I'm Brian.
Yeah, how would people possibly know that I worked there or didn't work there? There's so much going on.
Yeah.
It's too much to keep up with.
You could just be like, hey, boss man, I didn't get my thing. And he'll be like, so
here's some cash.
Yeah.
I'll just open up the drawer and just give me some cash.
Hey, how many hours did you work last week?
80.
I forgot.
Like, 80, that's how many. A lot of overtime.
And plus, don't forget that you gave me that raise.
Yeah. And he's like, all right, I got you.
Yeah, I'm just going to do that probably.
All right.
I just watched a YouTube video. I guess it's a big thing. I didn't know until just now.
YouTube?
YouTube. Yeah,
it's pretty, it's huge.
It's getting big. It's enormous. It's
pretty huge. Things are looking up for them.
Yeah. They'll be fine.
But they, like, videos of people calling out of work to places they don't work at.
Yeah.
And man, that's good stuff.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Because it's like, you would think they'd just be like, I don't know you. But, like, if you're calling like a big enough place.
Like a Costco.
Yeah, a Costco. Or, like, I think in this case, it was obviously a Best Buy. But the lady was like, he was just like, hey, I just want to go fishing. It's such a nice day out. I'm just going to like take a day off. And then she was like, are you calling in sick? And I was like, no, I just want to go fishing. She's like, who are you? Like, I just started like 10 days ago. It's great. I like the job. I don't want to lose it, but like, it's so nice out. And she's like, listen, you have to come in. It's so good. They're so funny.
You just like got to get a person who takes their job really seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's got to be somewhere corporate.
Right.
They have that script they have to stick to.
Man, that's so dope.
Good
luck to YouTube. Hope you guys keep chugging along.
Yeah, man. Last I heard, they're looking good. Their parent company is also like a kind of a young upstart. So
Google?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I have faith.
Do you guys remember when you would go to Ask Jeeves and that was like the hot search engine?
Mm-hmm.
And we were not, Google was not synonymous with look it up.
Yeah, you would ask Jeeves because you could like type in an actual like question.
Yep.
It was way more fun than Yahoo.
Do you guys remember, what other web browsers do you remember using? Like I remember one called Excite.
Okay.
I used that.
Mine? I think we had Netscape Navigator for a while.
Yeah, Netscape Navigator was one. That's right.
Internet Explorer.
Wait, but no, it wasn't Netscape Navigator like the...
It was the actual thing itself, but they had a search. Like the Netscape search.
That's right. I didn't mean browser. I meant like search website.
Oh, search engine?
Yeah, search engine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, because Netscape Navigator was huge.
AOL.
Ask Jeeves.
AOL.
Yeah, because we had...
There was something with a dog. Something with a dog was the logo. But I don't remember what it is now. Yeah.
God, the days of old internet.
Yep.
So crazy.
What was that dog one?
Yeah.
Was it a dog one?
It was a white... It was a cartoon dog. It was white dog with brown spots, I believe. And now...
Guys, email us. Tweet at us. Let us know.
There's no way we can... You know what? Let's ask Jeeves
it. I remember Excite specifically. It was spelled like the word Excite. It was a search, you know, website. But if you left off the last E and you just put excite.com, it would redirect you for at least a short time to a porno website.
Yes.
And I did it by accident one time. Then I was like, yes. That was pretty great.
Let's challenge each other from this moment, 12:22 p.m., till 12:22 p.m. next Wednesday.
Right.
To not say Google.
Not say it?
Instead, we decide on the search engine to use instead. Be like, oh, dude, just ask Jeeves that.
People do say Bing that, right? But like, not really.
Yeah,
but
more ironically.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I was just Googling around and, oh, damn it, I already broke the rule. I was just looking around online and I found a site that lists a bunch of old search engines from like the 90s. And I can just kind of read through them, see if you guys used any of these, and hopefully my dog.
Josh loves to cheat on things that like just.
Josh is a natural born cheater.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah, let's read them off, Josh.
You guys ever use Hotbot?
No,
never use Hotbot.
Me neither. There's Excite.
Yeah,
nice.
I was right.
Web crawler.
I
do remember web crawler.
And then we get classic Ask Jeeves.
Sure, of course.
Yahoo.
Still around. Way to go, Yahoo.
Google. There it is. Dogpile. That was it.
Crickets.
And it's a white dog with spots. It's black spots, not brown.
Dog pile.
Wow. That was
shocked that one didn't fucking stay afloat.
Yeah.
Dog pile.
There it is.
There's one that's on the tip of my tongue.
Alta Vista.
Yes, that's it.
That's
the one I couldn't Alta Vista. It was on the tip of my tongue. Alta Vista I used.
What if dog pile was what survived?
By the way, can we go to dogpile.com and see if anything's still there?
Maybe I think now it's...
Hey, I don't know. Let's dogpile it.
It's probably owned by E-Fucked and it's just shit like that.
Lycos? L-Y-C-O-S?
That sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But like, what if people were saying, oh, just dogpile it.
Just dogpile it, you guys.
MSN, which is now Bing, and then AOL.
MSN is now Bing.
Mm-hmm. InfoSeek, which is now go.com.
Do you know how much...
InfoSeek.
Oh, there's Netscape search.
Boom.
Yeah. Metacrawler.
Oh, shoot.
Remember the guy who did...
All the
You've
web?
Got mail.
You've yeah. got mail.
There's a video on Reddit the other day of him. He's now an Uber driver for somewhere, but he got paid $200 to do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And not like licensing or anything like that.
That sucks.
You've got mail.
And that dude's like synonymous with...
Give me $200. I'll say that shit.
All right. You've got mail.
The guy who, for the old Bush commercials, where they would open up the can and go, Bush.
Yeah.
The guy who just said literally that one word. They used that in so many different ads. He's made literally over $1 million for one word.
Bush.
Do you think he was saying Bush is in the beer? Or was he when he was in the booth, was he just thinking of a sweet, sweet Bush?
We'll never know.
Yeah. So is he saying Bush is in man, this beer that he's not really a big fan of? Or was he thinking like a nice hairy puss? And he made millions of dollars off of that.
Or a leafy hedge.
Or a
dumb president. A lot of options.
All of these work.
Mm-hmm. Bush.
Brian, what do you got going on today after this podcast?
I'm going to go to an audition.
Nice.
It's actually a straight to callback.
Ooh.
Which I think means that their initial auditions, they didn't get anybody that they...
liked.
That they super love, so they want to see some new peeps. But it's very specific to me as an individual because it's real, true life Cubs fans.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that's pretty great. It's for some company I've never heard of, and it doesn't pay that well, but it's an audition.
It's a dog pile?
And I'll fucking take it.
Dogpile's revival.
It's for dogpile.com's revival. Yeah, I'm pumped. They made specific notes on the thing, do not send a fake Cubs fan because we're going to be talking about the Cubs in the audition.
I remember seeing the breakdown for that, and I was I'm not going to submit. Obviously, I like the Cubs, but I can't talk about it.
Yeah, but even I, last night, I did, research. I rewatched, the road to the World Series this year and stuff, mm-hmm. just because,
But also, you could name a bunch of Cubs players.
Oh, yeah, of course. I just don't know what they're... I mean... Yeah,
what generation of Cubs
are? Like anything, it's going to be way less, specific than they say.
Yeah.
My audition yesterday was only dudes who love... video games, action movies, action TV shows, have never done VR. Yeah, and then I went and it was nothing like that at all.
Ask me who my favorite Cubs player is.
Who's your favorite Cubs player, Leo?
Cal Ripken Jr.
Ask me.
Hey, Josh, who's your favorite Cubs player?
Sammy Sosa.
Nice, huh? That's pretty good. That he was a good Cub.
He
was a fucking cheater.
He's now white.
Brian hates white people.
What about you? What are you doing after this podcast later, say around 5:40 p.m.?
Also an audition.
Oh, my God. What's it for?
Some mobile gaming thing.
Nice. And maybe it's one with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, I hope so.
Mobile Strike.
It could be,
mobile
actually.
Strike.
I had
get to the chopper or whatever.
Mobile Strike. You've got mail.
I was a governor.
Now I'm on The Apprentice. Why is... This is not Schwarzenegger impressions.
No, yeah. We're just doing very bad.
Just deep voices.
That's cool, man. Go crush that shit.
Yeah, I had an audition yesterday.
Oh, what? For what?
Budweiser.
Budweiser?
Mm.
How did it go?
Yeah, I think it went well.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
What was it? Talk about it.
I got there and I didn't know until I arrived that I was going to have to speak in a German accent.
So, fantastic.
So I did that. That was fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Can we hear a little bit?
What did I say?
Oh, just talk like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. That's sick.
This is gonna be real good.
I'm so excited. Josh versus Leo accent?
Yeah, right.
Get to un chopper.
That's good. That's good. Nice, dude.
Get to un chopper. Get to un chopper.
It's so meek and yeah.
I 100% hope they cast you so that I can see you do a full commercial like that.
Yes. Dude, I hope he booked that shit.
Un beer, please. I must have un beer.
You're always about to cry.
Yeah.
That's nice, dude. Man, book that shit, bro.
Thanks, man.
Here's hoping we all book.
Yeah.
Book that shit.
Oh, I did get and maybe you guys, actually, we could do this. I feel like you guys would be into it. I got an email from my agent. It's not really an audition, but there's this frozen food company called Devour.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that?
I submitted for it, but anyone can just show up, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know where.
Call.
I don't have the address on
it. Oh, I have it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So there's apparently a frozen food company called Devour, and they're having just this big fucking open call, and I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but one person will book it and be selected or whatever as the winner and make $100,000.
They'll air it during the Super Bowl.
I know exactly what Devour is.
Oh, you do?
Their commercials are very sexual.
Devour
Is,
yeah, Devour is next to the off-brand, super bad, frozen food. But that's,
they got 100 grand to give away, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, they probably sell into fucking middle America for sure and everywhere else. But like, they're.
Let's all go together.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. They're just going to pick one person. You just eat some buffalo mac and cheese.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they'll pick one person and yeah. And you get $100,000 and they're out during the Super Bowl.
Let's just all do it. And if one of us wins, then we all share it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's all about tears. Like, is that what you're eating, that devour?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I've watched a couple other spots online and yeah, there was like a lot of like, just like, over the top innuendo.
I mean, I would have to be drunk to probably go. I can only imagine this giant fucking cattle call bullshit that drives me crazy.
Especially when there's 100 grand.
I guess if I'm with you guys and I'm wasted, I'll do it.
Yeah, they say they don't even want like, like don't, you don't even have to be an actor. Like submit, tell all your non-actor friends. Like they literally just want millions of people because they think they're actually going to show like a montage footage of different people auditioning.
It's going to be like American Idol where they show all the people trying out
and being bad at it, I guess.
Yeah.
Ew!
Yeah. What if you just like throw it, like go really sick, yeah, and then eat it and then just vomit? That'd be sick. That's who I'd give 100 grand to.
Yeah. I'm just going to take one macaroni noodle and then just stare directly in the camera and just slowly suck it in. And then, yum.
Dude, you won.
Yeah,
just, you already won.
I'm going to say, un buffalo macaroni and cheese, please.
Do everything in a German accent from now on.
I'm a very shy, scared, about to cry German.
On buffalo mac and cheese, please. German
whimpers, you know?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. What do you guys got to review?
Moonlight or La La Land? I haven't decided yet.
I would.
What about you guys?
I would like La La Land.
Those are the two movies
I don't care.
I want to see.
Oh, nice.
You don't care? Fantastic. Well said. Well said.
Hey, well said. Well said.
First well said of 2017.
Well said. Well said.
Well,
what about you guys?
I don't know. Shit.
It's been two full weeks.
I know. I haven't watched anything.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I watched a couple movies. Oh, we saw Rogue One.
We did all see Rogue One. Oh, snap. One of us can do that. Nope.
Yeah, I guess that's the only movie I've seen. I haven't watched anything. Only thing I've watched is the first episode of Man in the High Castle season 2.
Mm.
And that's only
nice.
And that's only the first episode.
I got to start that series.
It's good. I enjoy it.
Josh, what about you?
I guess I'll review the first episode of season 2 of Man in the High Castle.
Oh, I could do Manchester by the Sea too. I saw that also.
Why aren't you seeing all the movies?
I was staying at my friend's house and getting all the screeners.
Oh,
so I was hanging out with dogs, sitting by a fire, watching
out
the screeners.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Going in a hot tub.
Oh, wait, you got a hot tub? Yeah,
they got a hot tub.
Why don't someone throw it to me? I'll start.
Leo.
Yes.
Oh, man, who's throwing this?
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, brah.
Okay, man. Leo, will you please give literally everyone a three-word review of episode 1, season 2, Amazon original Man in the High Castle episode, followed by a cat meow from an alternate reality where cats don't meow, but instead make a different animal noise, but while making this noise, realize they're supposed to be meowing and trying to meow through this other noise.
Fantastic.
My favorite one so far.
Fantastic. Yep. Already forgotten it.
New Year's resolution. Better memory.
Well, when it's that long, I apologize. Let's do acting, history, Nazis.
And which part was when you were remembering that you had to meow?
Midway through that.
Right in the middle, yeah.
Because but you're still not going to meow because...
No, of course not. You don't know even what a meow is.
Yeah. Let's start with the most important, Nazis. They are probably the mutual... There are two main antagonists in the show, but I don't know. It's kind of spoilers even to say that there would be possibly three, but it's the Japanese and the Nazis. I think we reviewed Man in the High Castle season 1 for the podcast as well a while ago, but the Japanese own the Pacific Coast, the Nazis own the East Coast, and then straight down the middle is what they call the neutral zone. So the Nazis are easily the worst, even sometimes worse than the Japanese, but you know, the Nazis will just kill you. The Japanese will torture you. So there's like the fine line there. So that's Nazis. It's definitely an alternate reality where they both won the war. That's not a spoiler. They show that in the first thing. Acting.
Is Hitler in it? Is Hitler a character? Or is it more like
I'm not
other German generals?
Going to answer that question.
Oh, got it.
I will.
No, fuck me, I guess. Fuck me, man.
Yeah, I'm not gonna answer that question because it could be. Yeah,
got it.
We'll just leave it there. Watch season one.
Maybe I'll watch season one.
Yeah, maybe I'll watch season one. yeah, whatever. Maybe I will. Acting. The acting's unbelievable. Like I am.
Oh yeah.
I love the all the main characters, and then in season two they've added two of my other favorite actors, and I'm just like hell yeah. But
which actors? That's not a spoiler.
No, it's the guy from the stapler guy from Office Space,
Steven Root.
Thank you. And then the other guy they added was in, man, this show that like got canceled, but it was about like a time traveler. Hmm. And I forget what it was, but he's super good. And he's been in a ton of stuff.
Nice. All right.
I think he was in a couple episodes of Californication.
Got it.
And he was really good in that. So I think that's why I fell in love.
Oh, Fox Mulder.
Yeah, Fox Mulder. Definitely not David Duchovny.
Got it.
But yeah, and then just all the main characters are really good. And the season two is basically picked up almost immediately where it left off. So that's really great because I had a lot of questions about what the hell was happening at the end of it. And I'm looking forward to it. There's only 10 episodes. I'm one in. And it's,
that makes 9 left.
Yep. Yeah. Ooh, boy.
I'm a numbers man.
Just renewed it for season three, but I love history and the fact this is like a cool alternate history on like what would happen if they won. But like, did they win? Like, it's super cool. Like, it's, nice. There's just a lot of questions, and it's a show that plays with that a lot. And the acting is fantastic.
So, cool beans.
Man in the High Castle. Watch it.
Watch it. Amazon's doing a nice job with some of their shows, man. Yeah. Really nice job.
I'd agree with that. Next show I want to watch is another Amazon show. The show about the transgender dad.
Oh, Transparent.
Thank you.
Yeah, that one's supposed to be great, too.
Yeah. All right, guys. What do you got?
Josh, what do you got? You got anything?
Yeah, I watched some movies, but...
Oh, yeah, you said you were at home watching movies, eating food.
Yeah.
Playing with your dick.
What? but I think...
You saw Fantastic Beasts. I know that. You took a picture of it.
I did, yep. I saw Fantastic Beasts. We saw Star Wars.
Where do you find them?
If you're not going to review it, how is it?
Fantastic Beasts?
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, I'm not going to review it. I enjoyed it. You don't need to be a Harry Potter fan or know anything about Harry Potter to, you know, see this movie. It's a standalone film. They have like a few like winks and nods to like the world of Harry Potter stuff.
I heard.
But it's not like no one's gonna be lost if you've never read a book or seen any of the movies.
Well, if you're in a city you've never been in to see the movie and maybe you don't know where you're going when you get out of the theater, you might be lost.
It's true.
I would say that, but now we have Ask Jeeves.
Yeah, I would just dogpile my way out of that.
Yeah.
You have
dogpile maps.
Yeah, you have Ask Jeeves maps. You got
Alta Vista maps, Excite maps,
Ask Jeeves tube. Like you've got all these really great like ways to do that.
I will review the video game Mario Run.
Ooh,
Mario Run
for iPhones.
Joshua.
Yes, Brian.
Can you please review for us the iPhone video game Mario Run in 3 words, followed by the meow that a cat would make if he was just walking along, and then he sees something and he jumps up on it, but it's one of those green tubes where it sucks you down into another area, and then you're like, what? What are those called?
I would just call it a pipe.
Yeah, pipe. That's what I meant. Yeah, it's a pipe.
What's the thing? It's like, what do plumbers work on?
It's like, yeah, like water runs through it. Or
yeah,
like,
it takes you like down to like sewers and stuff.
What is that called? And sometimes you murder somebody with a lead one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes you smoke out of one.
Yeah.
Murder,
yeah.
Huh? Interesting. Interesting. I'll research this.
Thanks, Josh.
Yeah.
The word was pipe that I was looking for.
Ah.
Pipe,
Short, potential, draining.
Pipe reference.
That was great. I love that.
Thanks.
That was great. That was an underwater world.
Yeah. It was just meowing around, and it fell to a pipe, and then
Keep on meowing.
Cats don't like water, but you know what? Get some coins. They're fine.
Get some coins. Yeah.
Eat some fish, probably.
Well, there are some fish down there.
Sounds like a happy ass cat to me.
So Mario Run is pretty short.
Come on.
You can beat the campaign pretty quickly. It's fun. There's not a lot of levels for like the story or the campaign mode, but they do have replay value because there's like different objectives to do on each level. And so once you've completed one, then you unlock the next one. So you have to, you know, you have to play each level three different ways or different times, you know, to get the different things on them. So so that was cool. It's got kind of like a multiplayer aspect to it, where you play against other characters, but it's just like, but they're not, you're not playing live. It's just like they're ghost through different levels. So potential, like if they add more levels, that would be hopefully good. I didn't realize the game costs money to actually buy.
Oh, man.
It, you know, I know there's like free to play games because you know spend money to like buy more stuff, but this is first game I ever heard of called free to start. So after you play the first three free levels, then it's like you want to play the rest of the game, $10. I was like, come on. But I knew I was going to be out of town for a while. I would have, you know, PlayStation, stuff like that. I was like, nah, whatever, just buy it.
Oh, so you did do it?
Yeah, I bought the game. Okay. And so that's how you play actually all the levels.
Got it.
So I did that, but I still beat it like pretty quick and got everything. And hopefully they add more levels and stuff to make it more, you know, more stuff to do. Because right now there's really not much for me to do in it. Except you buy things like you have like your little castle area and you like unlock stuff to buy.
Mushroom Kingdom.
I got a Mushroom Kingdom in my pants.
Ooh.
Yeah, unfortunately. Get that looked at. More like a mushroom village.
It's like a small mushroom village.
Oh, God.
There's a lot of fungus.
Yeah.
Gross. Yeah. But you unlock like little statues and decorations. Yeah, that, you know, you design it however you want. And so you have to spend the coins that you earn in the levels on those things. So there's like a few things I have left to like unlock and buy. So, you know, I can still play it. Just
worth
that.
The $10?
I would say, yeah, I got enough time out of it.
Yeah.
I would recommend if you like the game is fun to play.
At what point would it have not been worth it? 15? 20?
Yeah, I would. Yeah,
15, 10, no.
10 is the max.
10 is the max. Mm-hmm. Even if it was $11, you wouldn't have done it.
Oh, no.
Damn.
10.01?
Reach your max.
Out of here.
Mario Run.
It was $9.99. So actually, I guess $10 would have been too much because they don't pay tax.
No tax?
I don't think so.
Way to go.
I don't think. Maybe there was. I don't know. I don't know. Who knows? And then draining. Good God, does that kill your phone's battery?
Oh, shit.
More like Mario, run your battery into the ground, am I right?
Oh, nice. My God, what a good name for that.
Nice.
But, yeah, it destroys my battery. And so that's, you have to have your phone plugged in while you play or it's gone. So it's not great for, like, on the go, like playing on the train or whatever. Right. When you get off, your phone's dead. At least mine is.
I mean, some trains have outlets.
That'd be nice. I mean, like a subway and stuff. That's what I meant.
Oh, right.
So, but if you're, like, in an Uber, you, like, you know, have it plugged in while you're
like, hey, Keith, can I borrow the fucking iPhone charger.
I gotta play Mario Run. I'm
trying to play Mario Run back here.
Look, my name is Stacy. You clearly saw that on the.
Yeah, I just call everybody Keith. It's just my go-to name.
But yeah, it's a fun enough game. That's the only mobile game I have on my phone right now because my phone got no room on it.
Raving review from Josh. Yeah. Fun enough.
Yeah, fun enough.
Fun enough. Well, we had a TV show. We had a video game. Now let's do a movie.
Let's do that.
Hey, Brian. What's up, dude? What you gonna review?
Wait, you decided you want me to review La La Land of the three that I mentioned?
I don't know. You said maybe.
La La, Manchester, Moonlight.
La La, please.
Josh, you have a vote?
I'm fine with La La.
All right, and I choose Moonlight.
Fantastic.
No, Manchester, La 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 La.
Brian just lost it.
La 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 La.
Brian just had a brain fart. Brian, can you please give us a three-word review on the Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone joint, La La Land? Followed by a cat meow that is very similar to like saying La La, but it goes on for 10 times as long.
Yes.
Thank you.
Charming, annoying, ending. Meow 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 meow. Thank you guys very much. Thank you. Okay. Charming. Those two fucking actors are extremely fun to watch.
Yep.
And like everything they do. They're so fucking cute and funny that it's like, it's incredible to watch them. They're so fun. So that part was great. Super annoying because it's a fucking musical and I hate musicals. And it starts with this like giant musical number and I almost immediately turned it off because I was just like, it's just not my thing. I like do not want to watch a whole movie full of all these like giant numbers. Like it's very cool and impressive and stuff, but it's just like not my jam.
I've heard that the first number is like the worst in terms of that.
It's like such a spectacle. And
I heard someone walked out of the movie after that first one. Like, nah, it's not for me.
Oh, really?
And then the film was like, well, that is the worst one. It gets better as it goes on. But
yeah, it was. And I mean, it's right away.
But I can see that though. Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, the other, I mean, it was fine. Neither of them are great singers. It wasn't like, it wasn't incredible. I imagine that Ryan Gosling does play piano in real life because he was playing a lot of piano in it and it was nice. So that's that. And then, oh, and then the ending. The ending, wait, one more annoying thing. This is not a spoiler, but she, Emma Stone plays an actress in the the movie, and she plays like a struggling actress who then makes it. Mm-hmm. And I like sort of hated it because she is a very big actress.
Yeah.
And it would have been like, it seems like it would have been so much cooler to like put an actress that nobody knows in it so that like they, it's like a sort of a telling of this, like she really was a nobody and now she booked this great movie.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
just sort of hard to believe like, oh, here's Emma Stone trying to be an actress and it's so hard to be an actress. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
But fine. And then the ending was sort of interesting. It's sort of good in a way and bad in a way. And it was, I couldn't tell if I liked it because it was realistic or if it was, it's like such a show of a movie that I just like wanted everything to be great at the end, sort of. And so it was a little disappointing that it wasn't. But in some ways it was. Same thing with Moonlight in Manchester.
Do you find out that Ryan Gosling was dead the whole time?
Yep.
Yeah, and Emma Stone sees dead people.
Cool.
Yeah, just like the other two like big movies I watched, Manchester and Moonlight, I sort of like liked them all a lot, but didn't love any of them.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that's my movie review this year so far for these films that are supposed to be great. Although I haven't, I got to see a lot more.
Hmm.
That's it. And then I meowed 20 times.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, man.
I do want to go see La La Land, but that is kind of a, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's at the Vista, obviously, so.
I knew it was kind of a musical. I didn't know that there are just a bunch of huge numbers. Because that, remember that Beatles movie?
Oh, yeah.
I am not a big fan of musicals either. So, like, just watching
if you can make it past the first one, I think you'll be fine.
Yeah.
A lot of the other ones are, like, smaller, shorter. The opening one is just a big thing.
How does it compare to, like, hers people some comparisons to, like, Moulin Rouge?
Oh, man, I haven't seen Moulin Rouge in forever. I don't know.
I like Moulin Rouge.
Yeah. I think it's a pretty fucking likable movie, for sure.
I was hoping you were going to go Charming, and then you're like, it's annoying because it's Charming. And like, I was like, yes.
No, no. The Charming parts were cute. Great.
I can't get over
it. I fucking love those two. They were both in that other movie together.
They've been in a lot of movies together.
Whatever movie with Steve Carell.
That one. That's the one.
Yeah, where he's like at a bar or something and he and it picks was so her up. Good. And that's, yeah, that was good.
They obviously have great chemistry.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
And individually, they're just like, they're just fun, you know. I don't know if they're amazing actors, either of them, but they're very fun to watch.
Nice.
He's going to be in the new, whatchamacallit?
Blade Runner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And all she played an Asian girl in something, and everybody liked that.
No, not one person liked that. Because guess what? To be honest, like they're right.
Yeah, she white as fuck.
Yeah, she very white. All right. Well, I have a New Year's resolution for the actual podcast itself.
Oh, great. Quit?
We're done. No, we have more guests on this year.
That's great.
Yeah.
My New Year's resolution for the podcast is to get more people to listen to it.
Yep. Somehow.
Work on getting more people to listen to it.
Yep.
Josh? Or I might also stop doing it.
Yep. Yeah.
One of those two.
Oh, right. No. Yeah.
All right.
Maybe a new element in the...
You know, on the periodic table?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Yep. Big P, little S, big A.
Oh, cool.
But no, you know, something we do reviews at the end of every time. We used to do games that took up so much time.
A lot of time.
So maybe some new element that we can add.
That's cool.
I don't know what it is yet.
Yeah.
Something new.
Well, science.
Something new.
Science, scientists have to find it. Elements don't just like, you don't just make them up.
Yeah. We got to discover it.
Where would it fit?
Say again?
Who knows?
Where would it fit?
In the middle? We have to reformatting is part of getting
lighter
people to listen
than
to
carbon.
It.
Okay.
But got it.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, 2017. Ladies and gentlemen, for the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 61. I have been one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. You can find me on Twitter at Kovalik317. You can find me in my room sometimes crying because I'm a junior from an awful senior. So, fantastic. Josh?
Hey, I'm Joshua David Patton. I'm on Twitter at Patton_Josh. What was that?
I was yawning and I tried to hold my yawn back, but then a different noise came out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it sounded like you like broke something. You're popping your knuckles, but then like it's squished like a sponge.
Ew.
That was his Mushroom Village letting the spores loose.
Yeah. A lot of fungus down there, guys. Yeah, like, a lot of fungus.
Kicked in the nuts, and it's just like a puff cloud of like spores.
That was actually how The Last of Us started. That was the beginning of the game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, someone walked up to Brian, kicked him right in the nuts, and then all this these spores let loose. Yeah.
My name is Brian Colbert Kennedy. I'm also a host of this podcast for now. you can find me on the internet, I guess, but I'm going to try and be on there less. So just find me at the gym or at my house or...
Best luck is at the
just,
house.
You know, just revving it up.
Just revving it up.
Doing things that suck.
Yeah. If you can think of something that sucks, I'm doing it. Find me there.
Driving in LA.
Do it all the time. Sucks.
All right. Well, bye.
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 See you later, you guys.